I've got to get the name right this week, because normally it's quite easy for me to actually say what the name of the show is. But welcome to the Straight Talking Repos Non-League Preview Show. Of course, new name of the show this week, and of course, new name to the show, the D&K show on Monday night. But it's an absolute privilege to have the man, as you might be able to see to my right. And so it's fantastic to see him on a Friday night, giving up his time again on a Friday night. So welcome, Keith.
No, Dave, you're all right, mate.
Right, it's been a, as you know, it's been a funny couple of days, but I dare say we might talk a bit more about that on Monday night. But
I'm looking forward to playing in the first D&K game tomorrow, mate.
It'll be a good game. Yeah, it'll be an interesting game. But as we said, the league that was the Ryman League. So we'll go into some of those as we go along. But of course, to our left as well, the team that I think that are going to be ever rising through the ranks, and I think we'll be seeing them soon in the league that was the Ryman League very, very shortly. And of course, we've got the chairman of Epping Football Club with us as well. So welcome, Chris.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Nice to have you, sir.
Thanks for the invite. I really appreciate you.
No problems whatsoever. And of course, people will be asking me, well, where's Dean? Where's Paul? Well, Paul's on father duties tonight, so that's where he is tonight, so he couldn't do it. And Dean has unfortunately got the old dreaded man flu, so he's home stuck in bed and may even miss his game again tomorrow, the Welling game tomorrow. But already a message coming already from Jake Murphy saying, evening, Chris. So, as I say, Jake's watching.
Always rely on the foghorn to be looking.
But I suppose one of the things then, I suppose, this week, I mean, games this week, I mean, is there any games, other than the games that we're going to try and cover tonight, is there any games that sort of stick out for you guys that you think may well be a game to look out for at the weekend?
Definitely. Yeah. I think it's going to be exciting. Have you not looked at that?
Which one, sorry?
You not looked at VCD Alsham?
I know, it wasn't. Well, there you go. It was people picking, and it was, and they picked the two they picked from your league. So that's probably why they're not on tonight.
Yeah, most probably.
But in all fairness, if we do, then we'll go through them. But I suppose who have Epping got at the weekend, Chris?
We are home tonight to Shenfield AFC reserves, 2 o'clock kickoff at home. Stunners, massive game for the boys, mind you. The weather in Epping at the minute, it's hammering down, and I'm starting to get a bit twitchy if the game's going to go ahead. But I've looked at a forecast, the rain's due to finish about 4 in the morning, so if we can get a bit of wind and a few prayers, we should be okay.
So how long before you put down Keith's favourite surface?
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, you're touching nerves already, Dave. Yeah, it's the way forward, isn't it? I mean, Harlow approved that. It is the way forward. The trouble we have, of course, it's a council owned facility, so yeah. We've got to get results first to show that we mean business, and hopefully they'll agree with us on that view.
So how
if you went to see the pitch I see on Tuesday night, you wouldn't have it down?
No.
Really?
It was shocking.
Really?
Arsenal played in a car park in Asda's.
He may let on who that is later on. But Chris, I mean, how many divisions are you away then from the what used to be the Ryman League?
We're in Olympian Division 4 at the moment. We're going quite nicely. We're certainly looking at promotion. There are, in the past, clubs have been promoted to divisions if they're successful enough. And we're getting cricket score some games, to be fair. So we could be 3 or 4 years away from Essex Senior,
right?
Essex Senior status, and then it's just a matter of pushing on from there, really. So we're a long way away, but obviously we're trying to build the club up and make it, you know, let people know we're about. And it's working, you know. It's been a hard season, often on the pitch, but we're getting there. People are starting to talk about Epping now, so that's good.
Absolutely. Well, should we go into our first game tonight then? So let's go into, let's take a visit into the Jigsaw League to start with. Hartford Town, their new manager, and he joins us on Monday night as well for the D&K show on Monday night. But it's Hartford Town against Ashford Town. So, I mean, where are we thinking with this one going? I mean, Ashford in, in good form. Ashford, Middlesex are in good form, and Hartford as well. So, I mean, both Hartford with new managers, it can be difficult. We've got to try and get a brand new team together and get them all going in the right direction.
Yeah, I see, Dave, they've signed 15 players this week, haven't they?
Yeah.
So that ain't easy at any stage. So it's going to be tough for them. They're at home. But I spoke to Craig in the week as well. He spoke to me about one of my players, to be fair, and obviously Jason Hallett, who fractured his skull last week. So we wish him all the best there. He said that Jason thinks he could be back within 6 to 8 weeks, which I think's a bit of a sort of optimistic. But, I was saying that they're not playing, is it? It's Hartford. I'm going, man, I'm looking at... They've got Ashford, didn't they, side?
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. I think I watched Ashford, I told you before. They've both got similar records at the moment, haven't they? I think they played each other first game of the season, drew 1-1. Hartford, difficult place to go for Ashford, though. And I've got a funny feeling, I think, as Chris said, with this weather, this could end up maybe a PP next to it. But if it does go ahead, I find Ashford slight favours.
Would that fall into Adam's lap a bit, I suppose, if the game does get called off, due to the fact that, I mean, Michael just come in and said they've signed 19 players in the week. I mean, would that sort of help him, do you think? Because then that way round, it would give him an extra couple of training sessions maybe before they play a game?
Possibly, but obviously, when you go into a club, you want to play straight away. So, he'll have his players. But on the other side of it, the heavy pitch might sort of bring even itself out a bit, Dave. So yeah. I think he'll want to play. Ashford definitely will. They're only 6 points outside the playoffs themselves. On not a bad run. I think their form's not bad. They've got seven points out of the last 18. Hartford have only got four. So, they both lost. And Mighty Molesley beat them last week, Dave.
I know, I saw. Yeah.
3-2. So, and obviously, with Hartford drawing as well, I've got this Ashford slight winning this if it's played.
If it's played, what do you reckon, Chris?
You're right. I think it's about the weather. 19 players coming in, or 11 players coming in, that's hard enough if you get a squad of three or four new additions. But to expect them to gel and, connect straight away is a big ask.
Mm.
I would think the manager would be quite happy if he could have a week or so to get them prepared, his style of play, etc. So, yeah, but, I mean, it's a lottery, isn't it, really? I mean, you've effectively got another new team. So who knows? We experienced that last week with a team that we smashed three weeks ago, put out 9 new players in their starting 11. So, exactly. it's Keystone Cops, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Think about this, Dave, as well. Them 19 players, not many of them would be regulars. You don't sign, normally players that are on the bench or sort of on loan, so you've got to look at the fitness of them as well. So,
and I think some of them are the guys that, of course, left Welling Garden when Adam did as well. So I think he may have picked up a few of the ones that were his sort of old players that were not Dean's. I mean, I've been laughing and joking with Dean all week, saying to him, "Have you got any players left again?" Do you know what I mean? I think laughing and joking, saying that he might have all returned up at Hartford Town, but I think the majority of them are players that actually left before that Dean hasn't sort of got back into. Into Welling Garden City, so I think it'll be an interesting game. But as you said, Ashford are going quite well at the moment. Hartford Town were struggling pre the manager to go in, so it's definitely going to be an interesting game. But what score do we reckon in, guys, on this one?
I'm going 1-1.
I'm going 2-0 Ashford, Dave.
2-0 Ashford. I'm going to go 2-1 Ashford. And of course, Keith tonight's doing his scores for Paul, who's leading at the minute, and Chris will be doing them for Dean tonight. But
I'll wait for my beer, Paul.
Hayes and Yeti against Chesson. Wow, it's a bit of a after getting beaten last week, it's a bit of a not the place you necessarily want to go. Hayes and Yeti, is it?
This is what I was saying earlier, Dave. Sorry about obviously. With Chesson missing Hallett, it's going to be a big loss for them.
Mm.
You know, Hazen Yedin scored 97 goals this year already. But, you know, they're walking away with 12 points clear. They're top of the form league. You know, they've got 12 points. You know, they're 12 points clear, so they've had 16 points from the last 18 games. That's, you know, some form where, you know, I know they're coming off the back of a you know, they beat Norfolk 2-1, and then, was it 8-1 they won on Saturday, didn't they?
Mm.
So they scored 15 goals in the last three games. So it'd be interesting how Craig sets up here. You know, that they're a point in the playoffs, Chesham. A point away from home will be great for them.
Yeah.
You know, they drew 3-3 in the first game, so you can see it being goals. But knowing Craig, you know what he's like. He might be able to pull out a great result from.
Yeah,
it'd be one. They need it. They played a game more in the playoffs.
Yeah. And it's, you know, especially losing somebody like Jason Hallett as well, where all the goals are coming from, it's a struggle as well, isn't it?
Yeah, to lose him as well from a fractured skull, you know, it's tough. And we hope he recovers well. And, you know, we're saying like that not too quick. But Craig had just said it was just an innocuous clash of heads as well.
Yeah. Chris, I mean, where do you see this one? I mean, Jake's gone 3-2 Hayes.
It's not a nice place to have to go, is it, for Tevin? So I'm going to go 3-1 for
Hayes and
Union on that one.
3-1. I think it's
going to be a bit bold. Some goals there.
Yeah, I think it's one of those ones, really, and it's almost like a mismatch league, really, isn't it? I mean, you know, literally they're so far in front. It's, as we said last week, it's almost given the trophy now.
Yeah. No, it's true. But they're a big, strong side, Dave, and they should be. You know, but after we say about Hallett, he didn't play in the week, and Chesson got done, didn't they? 3-2.
Yeah.
To their tenants, FC Romania. Yeah. So I've got down Hayes to win 2-0 here.
Hayes to win 2-0. It's funny, I've literally, as we're talking, I've just had a text back from Dean at the same time. So I was just about to say, so we're doing your game. Listen, you should be watching that. But yeah, I think it's going to be tough for Chesson. I'm probably going to go with the way they're scoring goals at the minute and remembering that Craig's a friend of ours. I suppose we're going to have to go 3-0, unfortunately, to Hazen Yedin. I think if Craig wasn't a friend of ours and he wasn't so menacing, I think it might go a bit more.
Well, makes it worse, though, I think. Well, not makes it worse, but they've loaned out, well, let one of their strikers go as well, Chesson, in the week.
Yeah.
That Ola. So it'd be interesting what he's pulled in, if he has, before that game. Knowing Craig, you know what he's like. Yeah. I can see him doing something, but he's going to, you know, they're going to need to get a great result there.
Mm.
But just, I think that game definitely will be on, won't it, as well?
Yeah, do you think it's one step too far, though, for Chesson in that game? For him, or could they get a shot?
You know what he's like then.
Yeah.
If anyone can beat him, if you look, you know, I think, didn't Hayes have a, you know, they've won the last couple, but then they've had a couple of draws, haven't they? Yeah. So, the only thing is, Dave, but I'm looking, they haven't lost a game at home.
Yeah.
Or drawn a game at home. They played 11-1-11.
Mm. Could it be another Billericay thing when he was at Kingstown and everybody expecting, you know, Billericay to win the game and up pops Kingstone on the first day of the season and turns him over. So, as you say, he's definitely full of shocks, isn't he?
Yeah, they are. But like I said, Hayes have lost two games all year. None at home, not dropped a point at home. You've got to make them favourites.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Not fancy going to play them then, Keith? Or Chris, would you not fancy taking your team to go and play Hayes and Yedin up there?
Oh, I'd love to go. I wouldn't be crying. Don't get me wrong. Our boys would take anyone on. But I'm just looking at their home record speaks for itself. It's a bit of a fortress. I mean, we'd have a go at them, definitely. we're not frightened of anyone, but no. I'm just thinking, as Keith says, you know, 11 home wins, no draws or losses at home. That's a pretty fantastic home record, isn't it? You know, I mean, it's not the place that you'd want to visit if you needed the points for playoffs, which is what Chesson do need in fourth place at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, Dave, we'd have a go, you know, that we've got a good strike force, but, you know, they're cheats anyway. There's two teams in one, isn't there? So, you know.
Although, saying that, I must admit, I remember one of my first ever games at this sort of level going to watch was over at Waltham Abbey, and they were playing Yedin. And I remember that was always the first game. I always remember Yedin sort of kicking lumps out of them every time they came down there. Do you know what I mean? So it was interesting to see that, you know, the two teams merging. But going into the one that I'll be at tomorrow, Abley against Morden, another massive game in the, shall we say, what used to be the Ryman North?
Yeah, listen, it's a massive game, this, Dave. Second versus third. You know, Morgan have got a game in hand as well. Mm. And got a slightly better goal difference. I think back their first fixture, it was only Avery 1-1-0, didn't they, with Alex Acorfi scoring a pen. But I can just see this being really close. Avery won their last two, Morgan won their last three. But I think if you look, Morgan's away record is unbelievable, isn't it? I think they haven't lost a game away.
Yeah.
No, right, yeah.
So, 1-0, you know, it's really close. Both of them form guides really good. I think Morgan's second, aren't they? And Averley's fifth. So I can see this being, I've got this down as a draw. Is it a draw going to be good enough, how close it is? Well, they're both 11 points clear and 14 points clear of the teams below in the playoffs. So I think they'll both take a draw.
Mm.
Averley would want to win because obviously, you know, they would drop down to third. But, you know, I think Bowers will be quite looking over their shoulder at this result.
Do you think Bowers and Rob would want a draw?
Yeah, I think they would, mate.
Mm.
They've got a game in hand over. I think they just wouldn't want Morgan winning. So it'd obviously take Morgan 3 points behind them, even though they have got a game in, you know, they've got the same games.
Yeah.
That's if obviously Bowers win tomorrow, which, you know, they mostly should do.
And they've got Whittam, haven't they, tomorrow, so that'll be, and that game will definitely be on.
Yeah.
Chris, do you see Avery or Morden pulling off a victory, or do you see a draw as well?
I can't see Morden scoring if David Hughes is behind the post. It's between the posts. I mean, he's a sensational keeper. He went from Harlow to Avery. I haven't checked to see if he's playing. I would assume he is.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
If that's the case, then if Morden. If there's going to be a result one way or the other, I'd have to go Averley.
Yeah.
If it was a draw, it'd be a goldish draw. Usually won't get one in.
Yeah, Morgan also, obviously, they lost that Michael Brothers. I don't know if you spoke about this last week, Dave, but yeah. Liam Hope coming in gives them a little bit of experience as well, obviously, at Averley. And I think his goal record against Averley is really good.
Mm.
So it'd be interesting. I know Averley have, you know, I think Tony Martin's gone to Great Wakering, hasn't he? And is it Amir again?
Mm.
So I can see there's not going to be much in this.
Well, I'll start you off then. I'm going to go 2-1 Morden.
Go on, Chris.
1-0 Avery.
And I'm going because of Morden's away record and obviously Avery's home record has only lost one. So I'm going 1-1.
So you've got points. It's going to be points on the ball one way or another because everybody's gone completely different. So going to the ground that everybody wants to visit, Tilbury versus Canvey Island.
Dave, that's postponed, mate. Sorry, Tilbury, but I'll be shocked with the weather over there. But this ain't going to be a bad game. Seventh versus ninth.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was it a point between them?
Yeah.
Canvey have obviously lost their last two games, didn't they? And surprisingly lost 3-2 in the week, didn't they, to Great Wakering? Mm.
Oh, and just news, I just remembered that as well. Yeah, of course, David Hughes got sent off. So, of course, David Hughes is suspended for the next three games. So that will make a difference.
So?
Did I say he sent off last Saturday, Dave?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to change your mind on that one, Chris, you can by all means, but... yeah, it's just come out. Drew Daly just come
through. Must be about goalkeepers because Lamar got sent off again, didn't he? Must be a connection with Avery. But like I said, Great Wakering beat Canvey in the week with my old player, Michael Bell, scoring. Tilbury won last three, and obviously they had a defeat, didn't they, to Soham a few weeks ago. So both of them, you know, can have funny results on their day.
Mm.
You know, I think both the form guides are very, very... sort of similar. I think, what was it, 8 points and 10 points at the last six games. So again, I think this is going to be close.
And it's amazing with Canvey, isn't it? With Canvey, we're one of those teams we expect to be up there in the playoffs and really pushing even for the title. And the last few weeks, they've had a bit of a mare, haven't they?
They They have, but then they picked up a couple of great results. I think when we spoke on a Monday, Dave, a few times, we said they underachieved, and all of a sudden they went and got some great results, picked themselves up. Look, they're 8 points off the playoffs. So that's nearly sort of gone, you could say, with the games they've played. But, you know, they have got a good side. If you look on paper, they've got some great players.
Yeah.
When they played in October, both teams drew 1-1. But if you look on paper as well, Tilbury's got a very good side. Maybe they've underachieved a little bit as well.
Mm. It's going to be a tight game, though, do you think? I mean, Tilbury have got some good players in there now, haven't they? I mean, quite a few of them from, you know, the Basel and Mark's got them playing really well as well, and they're not necessarily the side you want to come up with, especially down at Tilbury.
I think the pitch will suit Tilbury a little bit more than Canvey. I've got it very close. But yeah, it's you know, normally a bit of a hot headed game these as well, if I remember.
Yeah. So what do we think, Chris? What score are we going to go for on this one?
I'm going for goals. Because of the weather, I think there's always a risk of a goalkeeper in error or a bad back pass. I'm going to go 2-2.
Desmond.
He's going for a Desmond, yeah.
I've gone 2-1 Tilbury, mate.
2-1 to Tilbury. And I've gone 1-1 in that game. So moving on then into your league, Keith. Winstable Town versus Hastings. And Hastings really, it's, you know, with the Cray Wanderers situation, it's almost Hastings giving the gap to Cray Wanderers. I know Cray have been winning as well, but they seem to be losing games that you're not expecting them to lose.
Yeah, listen, our league's quite tight, Dave. You know, I'm just going through this. Hastings, you know, were beating Horsham 1-0 on Tuesday night, a minute ago, and Horsham equalised. They've got a lot of firepower, and at home are very, very good. Winstable is difficult. You know, our game was called off there last Saturday, so it'd be interesting. They're a big, strong, physical side. They were winning 1-0 Tuesday till the last minute as well against Sevenoaks. But I just think with Hastings' pace, they might get a result here if the pitch stands up and they'd be able to pass and it's quite slick. And down at Winstable, the pitch is quite wide as well, and I think that might suit Hastings. They both drew in the week. Hastings beat them 3-1 back in November, and I think the same will happen. But as you said, you know, they are sitting second. They've gone dropped down to third now, sorry. Ashford took over them in the week, and I think that'll be 1-2 this year at the moment. They've got a lot. The thing that Hastings, I wouldn't say struggle with, but you could, and we spoke about it with Hartford, is the amount of players they go through, Dave, is unbelievable.
Yeah.
They've not had a settled side for a while. If you look at their bench, they've got some great players on the bench. Yeah, they've kept them. Only Chris will know. But they have got, you know, on their day, they're a very, very good side.
Mm. But am I right in saying that's the second time the original game for you has been called off down at Winstable this year? Did you not have it in the Kent Cup?
Well, we had a cup game called
off
down there as well. No, that was sitting bomb. But yeah, it was called off. It's done again in March. But listen, last week's weather, we was one of the only ones off. But you know, and it was for waterlogged, it wasn't for snow, they didn't have any snow.
Yeah.
So if they've had the rain that they've had here, we've had here tonight, then, you know, it that could be doubtful. But I'm sure they'll try and get it on because Hastings will want the game. They won't want to slip further behind. But for Winstable, it's a quite a big game now. You know, they've dropped down to 15th and they can get big results, but they need to start picking up a few now because Faversham are starting to win a few. Sittingbourne have changed their manager and players. Erwin Bay, well, you never know what's going on with them. They're either getting thumped or beaten. Now, they lost. They beat Hastings 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
So, you know, it'd be interesting.
I've heard it's James Sykes said Tilbury pitch very good. Gilbert Sykes at ex Canvey, yeah, can't wait. Somebody else has said they reckon it's going to be Morden will win the game quite easily by 3-1. So it'll be interesting when it comes to that. And of course, we've just been joined as well by ex-Hartford Town manager Gavin Kelsey as well. So good evening to you as well, Gavin. But it's going to be tough. I mean, Hastings, though, as you said, like, you know, they've been losing games, as I just said, really, in you look at some of the games they're playing against, you expect them to win, and they've been losing weirdly, haven't they, to them? And that's what's really increased the gap there for Cray.
Yeah, they have. Well, I'm saying, look, they've been drawing some as well, Dave, but listen, their away record is that they've won 4 away out of 10, but Whitstable have only won 3 at home. So that's maybe where, at home, Hastings are very good. They've only drawn 1 and lost 1. So going away is obviously where they struggle a little bit, which is good because we've got them coming up as well. But I can't see them slipping up here. I really can't.
Yeah. Chris?
I'm going to go for Whitstable 2-1 on that. I think Hastings away record. I mean, it's like four wins out of 12 away games suggests to me that they're not very good travelling. Whitstable are definitely needing the points because of the situation where I are. And Faversham and Sittingbourne are coming strong. Urban Bay have always been a crazy club, haven't they? I remember when they were the Pride of Kent many, many years ago. But what's happening down there has always been a mystery. I'm definitely going to stick with it. Whitstable win 2-1.
Well, I've just had, before we go to the Keith's prediction, I mean, literally, I've just had it coming in. Michael Whalen from Hertford Town has said, just been told the Hertford pitch is in good nick. James Sykes has said, can't believe Hertford game can be on. Terrible pitch, bad drainage.
I remember when the old Hertford lads were with us, Dave, on the money, and they said that the pitch wasn't great over there, but listen, they might have spent some money, you never know.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do we think of the Whitstable game, Keith?
Well, I'm going the same result as it was back in at Hastings. I'm going 3-1 Hastings.
3-1. I think I'm just going to go for a high scoring draw. Let's go for 2-2. But Michael's just putting in, they've done the drains. I've just lost it here. They've done the drains in the summer. Dean Sawyer said Hastings play good football. Whitstable play awful long ball. Hastings win easily.
Well, Dean's slightly right. Whitstable are a little bit more direct. That could suit them with the pitch. The one thing that Hastings do is concede from aerial, and with Whitstable having Steve Smith and that up front, and obviously now Miles Cornwall, he's an handful in the air. So it'd be interesting. They get it on the floor, Hastings will win.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that me and Keith, just breaking into it before we go into the last three games and other bits. So, due to all the name changing and all the rest of it during the week, what we're going to be doing is we're requesting from you guys, if you've got your goals and you want me and Keith to look at them and we put together something around your goals, and please, you know, this weekend, send your goals into us. If you send them by WeTransfer, so if you look up on Google WeTransfer, that will transfer the files to me, a bigger file, and that will come through to me. The email address to send it to is dsquare@sky.com. That's dsquare@sky.com. I'll put that in the comments later as well, and we'll email that out as well and text it out, etc., etc. But if you do that, it'd be great to have you send your goals into us that me and Keith can have a look at, and we can go over some of the footage as well on the Monday show in the coming weeks as well. So if you know all Bostic teams, you know, there's 82 of you, why not send in some of your goals into us? You may send them into other streams as well. Send them into us, get our views on it as well. It'll be fantastic to actually hear from you and see your games and the goals from the weekend.
Alternative day, some referee decisions if you video.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go through
them. Yeah, why not bring it on? Yeah,
yeah, I can help you with that.
And of course, it doesn't have to be just teams from the what used to be Ryman League. If you're watching this and you're from the Southern League, the Northern League, the Olympian League, the Essex League, you send them in to us. Me and Keith will go through them, and we'll go through and have a look at them, and we'll discuss some of the refereeing decisions, maybe some of the goals, etc., etc., on the show on a Monday evening. But back to these games then. So someone's already said if this one ends up in a fight, they're going for Faversham. Faversham against...
I'm so sure on that.
Faversham versus Greenwich Borough. And of course, Greenwich Borough have got a new management team just gone in there just recently as well. You know, it's going to be an interesting one, isn't it? And this is the reason why I put this one in, because normally when people are picking games, it always seems to be someone at the top. But this one, to me, seems to be a game that could be a real humdinger.
Go on, Chris, you can have a go at this one first.
Well, my granddad used to play for Faversham Town, granddad Chris. My dad was born in Faversham. Salters Lane, it's Salters Lane, isn't it? Yeah. It's a while ago now. Quite fond memories of Faversham Football Club. So I'm gonna let emotions take over here. They're looking good. There's been a few changes there as well. Cool. I mean, they used to have a lot of Ashford Town car stops in the old days, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, and they weren't a bad outfit then. So I'm going to stick with my heart and go with a Faversham home win. 3-1-2. I think they're going to put a few away.
What are you... Listen, they're on a great run. There's 6 points between them, and like I said, two of my mates have just took over at Greenwich Borough with Steve O'Boyle and obviously Steve Salas, and they've been in for two games now. They drew 0-0 last Saturday, and they were so unlucky. Last minute free kick at home to Phoenix in the week. But they do need to start picking some points up, and he has signed quite a few players with some more coming in. It's quite a big six point of this. If they win, they just claw the gap to 3 points, and maybe Herne Bay and Sittingbourne, they're on the same points because two go down. Faversham, like you said, Chris, they have picked up a few points. They had a great result beating Hive on Saturday. So, you know, I think they're unbeaten in their last three. So I can see this being really close. I've gone for a 1-1 draw. I do. I don't think, you know, I think Borough will get stronger. Greenwich beaten 4-1 at the beginning of the season, but a completely different side. But I'm expecting maybe Greenwich to go and have a little go there.
Well, James Sykes has just come in again. He said he's going for Faversham in the third for a third round stoppage. Is there that type of history between the two clubs?
No. Not now. They're different. Obviously, the clubs have changed. New management over at Faversham with Phil Miles. You know, I know the secretary, Wendy, and obviously Clive Walker over there. And the committee at Faversham are really good, Dave. They're lovely people. Greenwich Borough, obviously, they're struggling with help and things like that at the moment. But no, there's not been nothing. I went and watched their Kent Senior game this year. There was nothing there. So, no, I don't think there'll be any problems. Steve's very passionate on the line. Obviously, Steve O'Boyle, the old Phoenix manager. But I think that'll be okay.
Well, someone's just come on with a question. Is there a reason why you're not saying two certain words? Yes, there is.
We're
not allowed. Yeah, so we're not going to be saying the two names that you've put on there, Jerry. So it is the former Ryman League that we'll be using for the very, very near future, at least, anyway. I suppose it's one of those things. I mean, Chris Smith's just come in from Abel. You've just missed your game, Chris, but just let James know I'm still waiting for his phone call. A half hour seems a long time. But in all fairness, I mean, these games, Faversham Faversham and Greenwich, it's two sides that you would expect to have been fighting maybe a six-pointer at the other end of the table, maybe at the beginning of the season.
A lot of people said that about Greenwich, Dave, but obviously didn't know what was going on there. You know, when Huss took temporary charge, he brought some good players down, and obviously, you know, unfortunately for Greenwich, he got the full-time job over at Dover with Andy Essensar. So, you know, they lost a few players. But it'll take Boyley and Steve Salas a little while to get them settled. But I think they pull out. And, you know, Herne Bay, I think they're the ones that are going to struggle, Dave, if they don't do something soon. And on paper, they've got a really good side. So something severely wrong's going down now.
Well, I'm going to go for a 2-1 Faversham win for me in that game at the weekend. Two sides that are... flying at the minute. I've just got, well, one has gone back in flying in the way of form, one of them flying because they've got a superstar manager come in, I suppose, in one way for in non-league terms anyway. Tonbridge against Margate, and of course Jay Saunders coming in at Margate in the week.
Yeah, Jay's a good mate of mine, to be honest, and it was awful what happened to him at Maidstone. The only thing I say, Dave, and this is no disrespect to Margate, I'm a little bit surprised he's gone there. You know, he's took Maidstone all the way up into the National League, done well, and I'm surprised. So I know he's an ex-player, and we'll have to wait and see, but it'll take a little while for him to get him going. I can see why he's got a few ex-players there with Franny Collin, etc. You know, I think this is going to be a good game, this.
So I was leaning over because I had to plug the computer. I just realised I hadn't got it plugged in, and I'll just see how much we've got left on a percentage we've got to run out. But yeah, it's going to be a good game. I mean, the likes of, you know, Reedy and Tonbridge, all of a sudden they went through that sticky patch you know, when we spoke to Steve on the Monday show, and they at that stage were going for a real sort of tough patch. They seem to have started to pull it back round together again now and moving up in the right direction. So probably going to be a tough first game for Jay.
Yeah, it is. They're third in the form guide. They've done well. And Margate are 20th, and you know they're only 2 points above the relegation, which is, you know, for a club of that, is difficult. Sunbeach coming off the back of a great win as well, beating Bognor 3-2. So it's going to be tough for him. But you know what they say: a new manager coming in could lift the players. He has got some good players there. I've gone for a draw here because of that reason.
New manager syndrome, then, do you think that will happen, Chris?
I think so. I definitely think so. 350 appearances for the Gate when he played. I understand the existing manager he's not coming in to manage until a week's time, but he's on the bench tomorrow. Yeah, I think that's going to have a massive effect, especially it's going to lift everyone, I think. You talk about Tunbridge Angels having a sticky patch. They had a sticky patch Tuesday night at Lewis, didn't they? You see the pitch?
Yeah.
My God. It was like the song, wasn't it? another interesting observation about Tunbridge is the fact they've gone second in the respect table, the Bostic League respect table. Would you believe, gentlemen, on 24 games played, they've not had one yellow or red card yet? Now, my boys have trouble going 24 minutes without a yellow card. So I think absolutely incredible that they're... And Margate, struggling as they are, I mean, I don't like to see a club like Margate at that end of the league. They're 15th. And they've only had two yellow cards in 23 matches. That's pretty impressive, I think, for a club that's struggling. They're obviously not kicking their way up.
Well, it's a Kent derby tomorrow, so yeah, there might be one or two there, and could be the reason why they're struggling, because obviously, you know, they need to fight a little bit. It'll
8 red cards tomorrow.
What's
8 red cards and 6 yellows tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, James Sykes has just come in and said Keith's going to get splinters sitting on the fence.
Only done a couple of draws, James. If he knows me that well, he should know I'll never sit on a fence. I'll kick it open.
And then he's also put can't say, and then there's that 6 little word again, start with B. Yeah, you're dead right.
You don't want to get stuck on it.
You're dead right, yeah. But Tuffy then, I mean, do you see Alex Reid scoring tomorrow, Chindy McKenzie? I mean, it's a great front line. I mean, we were talking, you know, it's probably, you know, a couple of seasons ago on the show, and we were saying, you know, can Alex do it in a high division? Is that why teams haven't come in for him, etc. But he's still banging the goals in at the, you know, at the level above. And, you know, no disrespect to Chindu, from where he was when I was at Harlow to where he's been and where he is now has improved no end.
So, Dave, the move from Alex going to Tunbridge was perfect for him because the supporters at Tunbridge are very similar to Harlow, maybe a bit more educated. So, is that all right? That'd be on the Monday. But they really get behind their team and when they're doing well, and I think that they'll do that tomorrow, and they take people like Alex, like Harlow did, to their hearts, and they've always liked a goal scorer, and you know that's why he's settled in really well there. Very similar the way the clubs are, good fan base and good manager. You know, Steve's a very good manager and I think he's got the best out of him.
Jake said, wow, thanks Keith, smiling face.
Did I sit on the fence there?
No, this is Jake from Harlow. Jake,
I know he is. But well, I only said it because of Stumpsy.
Because of obviously, yeah. Oh dear. But yeah, Buddha's plan. I'm watching. I'm surprised he didn't comment either on that one. But where do you see this one going? And do you see, you said draw? I mean, do you see? I just got a sneaky suspicion that maybe it might be a bit too soon for Jay and see
Tunbridge win. Like I said, if you look at the Margate squad, they've been underperforming and they're decent. So Jay coming in will get them organised. I know Chris said, you know, Jay won't just sit on the bench and let Mark get on with it. He will come straight in there with his team and he'll get them organised. And, you know, but if you look at last week with Tunbridge, they went to the end and I said to your Mark player, a Dem scoring and they're going to, you know, they're in a great position now. They, you know, they put themselves only a point outside the playoffs. They've always had a good home record, but if you look, you know, they've won six, lost six, so that could tell you, you know. Oh, James is sitting on the fence as well.
Yeah, he's gone 1-1, yeah.
Yeah. I just think Kent Derby, Margate, I think will turn up tomorrow.
Yeah. Chris, what do you think, Mark? What are we going for, Chris?
Well, bearing in mind, Margate only narrowly lost against Dorking 1-0. I'm going to go for an Alex Reid goal to keep all my chums at Harlow happy and the great memories that we all have of him down there. He was a great player at Harlow, and I'm sure he's banging them in for fun at Tunbridge. I'm going to go for 2-1 Margate win. I think Margate are far too good to be where they are. And I think that it's time that their luck turns. So I'm going to go 2-1 Margate.
Keith, and you yourself?
I said 1-1, mate.
1-1, yeah. So then, the star game of the week, and you know, you wouldn't have been saying this sort of some time ago, and what a difference all of a sudden they've had. And of course, it's Harlow against Folkestone. It's going to be, you know, I suppose people would look at it and go, well, this is going to be an easy win for Folkestone because of where they are compared to, you know, to Harlow. But Harlow in some good form lately, and you know, especially at home, turning over some of the big boys. I mean, it just shows you what a difference a few weeks can make, because, you know, a few weeks ago we were looking at it and thinking, well, they'll be in the what used to be Ryman North next year, and now all of a sudden it's looking at they could well be safe in what used to be the Ryman Prem.
They're still not out of trouble, Dave. They're only like 4 points clear, and Wingate have got two games in hand. So them results have been big, but this, you know, it's they need to start getting results against teams around them. And to be fair, I know they beat Burgess Hill last week 3-1, which was brilliant. They needed that. And that did obviously, you know, make a bigger gap there. Playing at home, they've got, you know, they've moved themselves up 8th in the form table. They've got exactly the same points in the last six games as Folkestone as well. But Folkestone are only a point outside the playoffs, Dave, even though Lewis have got a game in hand. They beat Crimpfin in the week as well, but the week before that they got an absolute smashing, didn't they, to Dorking? So this could be interesting. This I'm not sitting on the fence though on this one.
Well, Jake's come in and said 3-1 to Harlow, joint fifth in the form table, Harlow at the minute.
Joint fifth. Yeah, like I said, you know, it could be interesting tomorrow. It's what would you say? Margate lose, Harlow win, you know, and they could, and with Hornchurch, as we said, they could find themselves up into 17th.
Yeah.
Or they could find themselves a point above the playoffs, and above the relegation, and in trouble again. Would you think they'd take a draw, Dave, against Folkestone, seeing where Folkestone are in the league?
Probably, I think knowing the. The Harlow fans, knowing Tommy Cunningham and all the rest of them there, I think that they would be looking at and saying to themselves, well, look, you know, the form that we're in, there's no reason why we shouldn't be going out there and beating them. And, you know, if they turned them over by, you know, by three, it was 3-1 or 3-2, it wouldn't surprise me a single bit. I think at the minute they seem to have got that, you know, from some of the videos you've seen posted that Hussein has posted on his thing and Harlow has as well. You see, terrible dancing, but anyway. But you see some of the, you know, how together they are again in that dressing room. It looks as if they literally are all together, and it's a real good team spirit in there. So I think they've got that old spirit back.
It's a big thing, Dave, the team spirit. I'm just sitting there thinking, it depends for me what folks and team turn up. They've got a great strike force. They're solid. Cunts always get them organised, especially away from home. And they're normally fairly solid at the back. So, you know, can Harlow go back-to-back wins after the midweek game? I'm not too sure myself. Folkestone beat them at home 3-2, so I know it's first game of the season, it might have been, or first couple of games of the season. But I'm going for a Folkestone win here.
Chris?
Well, I mean... On paper, you'd probably say that, but we don't play on paper, of course. I mean, Harlow's Harlow's fortunes changed when they signed Harry Watkins from Epping Town. I thought I'd get that one in. good luck to the boy. I'm hoping he's going to do them proud. Player of the year next season for him, I think. A little bit of change at the top as well, with Tim Sewell taken in as chief executive officer. Top bloke he is, and I think he's going to do well for the club. And I think it creates a feel-good factor through the club that there's a few changes like that. The Dancing Turks entertaining if they win, so I hope they win for that, because I always like watching him on YouTube. Apparently he's a Tottenham fan, so I didn't know that. I'm going to go for a Harlow victory. Although I would say it should be a great atmosphere, because I looked on the website at Folkestone and the Perrott and away coach is sold out.
Wow.
So they're going to bring a few with them.
Coaches always bring a lot. Got a big
It should be a good... And I can guarantee it now that if our match is cancelled, me and Lou will be there cheering on the Hawks. So as much as I love Neil Cuddy, I think he's got it in non-league football. I've said that many a time. I mean, you know, what, 1,300 games in charge of Folkestone. A legend, absolute legend. I'm going to go with a Harlow victory, and I think it's going to be quite a convincing one tomorrow. I'm expecting goals. Let's go 4-0. Let's really push it out.
Wow.
They're on a roll. 10 points this year, and they're starting to turn the corner.
Mm. Keith?
Follow that. I'm going for a Folkestone win. I just think Cubs will get them organised. I hope for Danny that they can get their feet back on the floor, and after in the week beating Burgess Hill, which was a massive result. But I think Folkestone need this massively, and I can see them winning 2-0.
2-0. I'm going to go 3-1 to Harlow. I too think that it's...
interesting game. I don't know if you were going to cover it, so I don't want to speak out of turn, but there's a very tasty game going on as well. Wingate against Whitehall tomorrow, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that could have significance in there could be a big gap tomorrow. I mean, you know, hopefully Harlow will get to 32 points. Margate will get to 33. It could be 5 points between Old Church and Wingate if Whitehall turn them over. So it's an exciting Saturday, isn't it? Without a doubt.
Mm.
Well, Whitehall's had a little bit of a change round in form as well recently. So and Wingate have struggled since they've had a change of manager. I know we're not talking about the game, but that's why I think Harlow, if they can get a win or a result, we'll pick that up, but I'm going with Jake. I think Whitehall could get a result there.
Well, one of the things I'd say, I think from looking at the team spirit at down at Harlow, and also considering that early in the season it didn't look too clever for them, I think if they the team spirit gets them out of trouble this year and pushes them up in late in the season, I think with a couple of players, they keep the team they've got, add a couple to it, I think we could be seeing them right up the other end of the table next year. I think we could see them with that sort of team spirit, with an extra couple maybe put in there. They could be pushing up towards those playoff places next year.
I think Danny would just be more concerned about this year, if I'm honest with you, Dave. I don't even think, you know, you think about next year. They've done well because we spoke over the last months that we thought they would really struggle and win it. I kept saying they need their supporters to come out and help them out. And they need that tomorrow. They will definitely need that tomorrow.
Well, as Chris was saying there about Tim taking over CEO, at least that's my claim to fame. I was the man that brought him into Harlow, so that was happy days to him, and I hope he gets all the best. Well, I mean, I suppose looking at some of the other games then that are going to be happening over the weekend, we'll just have a quick look at them. We'll go into the Premier Division to start with. I'll just have a quick flick through down some of them. So tough one for AFC Hornchurch. They go to Bognor Regis. That's a bit of a journey for them as well, with a tough old game to go up and play up at Bognor. Mersham, well, not great in the last couple of games, but they go to Brighton and see that have been playing some great football. Carl Shorten against Haringey Borough, that could be a humdinger.
Could be. Will Carl Shorten be looking at the trophy, Dave, on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Replay. Haringey obviously have had a couple of big draws. Be a good game, that. Two very attacking sides.
Mm. Would you be, though? I mean, if you was a Carl Shorten manager, I think if I was a Carl Shorten manager, I'd be looking. If I was Peter, I think I'd be looking at the Barnet game, especially as Barnet got knocked out of the FA Cup as well. I think that they'll be more focused on that game now as well. And I think surely he's got to be looking at that game rather than the Haringey game.
Yeah, he will do. Definitely.
Crimpton Casuals versus Lewis. Dorking Wanderers against Kingstonian. Enfield Town could do their neighbours Harlow some a favour by playing Burgess Hill. Leatherhead versus Bishop Stortford. The one we were just talking about, Wingate and Finchley versus Whitehawk, and Worthing against Potter's Bar. Any of those ones other than the Wingate one, any of those sort of come out and grab you?
Well, I think some of that game would be good.
The which one, sorry?
I think the Doppler Regis match would be a good one.
Yeah. Should be
quite a good thing.
Yeah, I'm going with you with the brightness immersion, Dave. I think that could be a good game. Worthing need to pick up.
Yeah, they've had a
wobble, haven't they?
They've had a Tombridge,
haven't
they?
Yeah. So I'm just going to answer James Sykes before he goes. He's asked me, Dave, do I dislike Essex? Well, I wouldn't live there, but no.
Going into what used to be the Ryman North then, AFC Sudbury against Felixstowe Wharton, Bowers and Pitsea against Whittam. That could be a little bit of a banana skin. I mean, Whittam just not on in the form that they were, but I saw James was panicking that the game might be called off. Well, I'd hope not for rain, so down at Bowers. Otherwise, there's something seriously wrong with the pitch if there is.
Yeah.
Bury Town versus Basildon and United.
That could be interesting, Dave. Basildon have picked up slightly.
Yeah.
And Bury.
Coggeshall Town against Romford. Romford, I mean, that's a fall from grace, isn't it? I mean, it's a massive fall. We've gone from being up there right at the very top and then dropped like a stone and now can't go any further at the minute.
No, and I don't hold out from tomorrow either.
No. Dereham Town versus Barking. Dereham all of a sudden going the other way. I mean, coming to some great form with the new manager coming in.
Yeah, no, they have. Difficult trip for Barking. They've had a couple of good results themselves, Dave.
Yeah.
And they're top of the respect table. I said Tunbridge Angels were second in the respect league. Dereham Town at top. So credit to the team there. I mean, they're obviously playing good football. They're obviously a very happy crowd of players. They're not getting angry or losing their temper. So, yeah, they're top of the respect table with minus 16.
So are we, Chris, aren't we?
BCB. Now, let's have a... BCB are 33rd. Still a good place to be, of course. You've done very well.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to go to Three Bridges. You'd probably have a hearse waiting
for outside. Tell you what, Chris, we played Three Bridges the other week and that may had another lad or whatever sent off on Tuesday night, and I don't know if you see it, Dave. Do you see the goals?
I haven't. No.
Oh, I was at a game and I was watching the results, and obviously Hayward Tifa in one, like they just went above us. We've got a game in hand or so, and Three Bridges is a difficult place to go. They're very physical, but they keep getting players sent off, and they were 2-0 up, 2-1, 2, and then they were 3-2 up. Player got sent off, 3-3. They get it's the 94th minute, and they get a free kick on the halfway line. Go and watch where the goalkeeper stands for Three Bridges. He comes nearly to the penalty spot to the right, and the geezer just smashes it into the bottom corner from the halfway line. And they lost 4-3. Discipline.
Dear me. Great Wakering, they take on Grays Athletic. Heybridge Swifts, they got Mildenhall Town. Sandown Rangers against Brentwood Town. And as we said, the one we did covered earlier on, Tilbury against Canvey Island. In the Jigsaw League tomorrow, we've got Chipstead versus Chalfont St Peter. FC Romania after their great win against Chesson against Bedford Sports. Hanwell Town against Egham Town. That game should be on, shouldn't it, down at Hanwell?
Hanwell's pitch is beautiful, yeah, it should be.
Molesley versus Marlow, so a tough one for Molesley.
Can't see that being on, Dave. That pitch, if you spat on it, could get called off, unfortunately.
South Park versus Ware, Tooting and Mitcham versus Northwood, Waltham Abbey got Bracknell. That could be a good game tomorrow as well.
Yeah, it could be very good. Good luck, Michael Spence.
And Westfield versus Uxbridge, and then of course into your league, Keith. Tomorrow we've got Cray Wanderers take on Guernsey, and Guernsey had a couple of good away results lately, didn't they?
They have, but they lost in the week, didn't they, to East Grinstead at home. But yeah, on their day, they were a very good side.
East Grinstead against Ramsgate, Haywards Heath versus Herne Bay, Hive Town versus Phoenix Sports, Seven Oaks versus Whiteleaf, Three Bridges versus Sittingbourne, VCD versus Horsham. So what about your game then? I mean,
it's a big game, Dave. We got when I looked at the pitch this afternoon, before we had a massive downpour. Hopefully we'll be all right. I'll go in the morning. But for the first time before Christmas, we've got a full squad. Everybody's back. I told you, Charlie McDonald, all my front three. We've added a couple as well, goalkeeper, and Ali Fassini's back as well. He hasn't played for us since Christmas. He's been away. So we'll be strong, so we'll be doing everything to get the game on. Mm. But they're a good side. They're mostly, that's the only team we didn't perform against when we went down there. They're strong, big, so, you know, but it's a massive game for us. If we get 3 points, puts us in a really good position.
Mm. So where's the new goalkeeper come from?
It's Jordan Beeney. He was at Herne Bay for a bit, but obviously he's played for Charlton under 23s. He's been about. I just need to have a look a little bit, if I'm honest with you, in that department. So we brought him in. We bought, Ashton from Ashford, centre forward as well, just to give us a little bit more strength. But we all trained last night, and we, you know, it was great to see our injury, especially Charlie, back in full flow, and Malachi Hudson and Courtney Barrington as well. So, yeah, we're going to tomorrow very strong.
Mm. Chris, I mean, your game tomorrow as well. Your game tomorrow. I mean, I know what Stonard Hill's like. He used to ref over there all the time. So I've just looked out the window and seen what it looks like out here. I think you might be going to Arlo tomorrow.
Yeah, I might be over there tomorrow. It depends what happens in the night, Dave. You know, if the weather turns, we get a bit of wind. It's a bit of a wind tunnel over there as well. My good lady assures me that if it stops raining for about 4 in the morning, we can get a bit of wind. We should have a chance. But fingers crossed, we need to get 3 points tomorrow. You know, we're chasing the pack. We've got lots of games on second place. 5 games, in fact, only about 6 points behind them. So we need to get 3 points in the bag. I don't really want to have too many games up my sleeve in hand, because it doesn't always mean you're going to win them.
Mm.
And also, it depends who you're playing. If their first teams aren't playing, they might sort of bolster up with a load of up players. So I definitely want to win tomorrow and get 3 points. Tomorrow night, I want to be sitting here with 3 points in your pocket. So fingers crossed.
So it's going to be, and I say tomorrow there's some great games going to be there. I say I'll be able to, of course yourself, you'll be at VCD, but it's going to be an interesting weekend. Some big games that are out there. So it'll be quite an interesting one to sit and watch the weekend and the results if the games go ahead and see how they pan out.
Yeah, it's going to make a lot of difference, Dave. When we talk Monday night about where people are in the league now, because we're starting getting into that situation now where, you know, it's, you're coming into the time of the season where everybody's got everything to play for, because, you know, you are going to get relegated, you're going to be dragged into a relegation, or this is the final time to try and get yourself in the playoffs or winning the league. So, you know, no one's got nothing to play for at the moment.
Yeah. Well, so on Monday night, of course, me and Keith will be back at Abley, and of course, we're looking at, you know, we've got Adam Fisher, the manager of Hertford Town. He'll be with us. We're hoping to get some kind of a contact with Jay Saunders, and hopefully Mike, see if we can get him on with us as well. But it's going to be an interesting weekend. Of course, any questions you've got for us, if you want us to answer them, if you've got any of your footage as well, of course, don't forget to send that into us as well. Of course, if you've got any questions on anything at all, I mean, on the games at the weekend, refereeing, anything that we may have said or Keith may have said, or anything for Adam, or even name changes, you know, maybe name changes as well. If you've got any, you know, anything you want to ask us at the weekend, don't forget to give us an email. But until
don't
then,
don't forget, Dave. We're honest and we say how it is. So if anyone's got anything they definitely want to ask us about that, we will tell them.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we've decided to call it the Straight Talking Repost Non-League Shows, because that's exactly what we're doing. And I do apologize. Someone must have their volume up on their iPad, because I can hear myself talking. But yeah, it literally is, you know, a case of, you know, it's a straight talking. We will say as we see it, you know, and that's why we feel that this show and this Monday show does as well as it does, because we tell you exactly what you want to hear. We don't soft soap anything, and we'll tell you exactly what it is. And hopefully you'll carry on enjoying the shows throughout the rest of this season, and of course into the coming seasons as well. But as I said, hopefully you'll get the results you want at the weekend. But until then, good night.
Good night. Thanks.